Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, B.I.G. A.N.T. back with another episode of the Connected Podcast. Season 9 is here, bro. I'm chilling. I'm like super chill, bro. Got the jazz music playing. I got my radio announcer voice going. But it's cool. It's cool Wednesday. I'm chilling. You guys already know the vibes. Playing catch up as usual. Life always throws curveballs. But so if you guys were waiting for my Tuesday drop, it's now today. So today's episode, we're going to be going over some random questions I was sent via social media. I asked a lot of people on Twitter. I asked a lot of people on Instagram to get back to me, throw me some random questions. And I got a few surprises for you. One you're going to hear in about 30 seconds. And the next surprise I have is an actual guest that I've been waiting to get on the podcast for a very, very long time. So if you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. You already know the vibes. Let's get into the podcast. Peace.
I be up early in the morning waiting for an episode to drop.
Let's go.
Can I?
Your boy done changed up the intro music one time for your boy. You already know. Before we get started, a huge shout out to my boy Trace, my boy Angel, coming through as usual and redoing the podcast theme music. He did the first one with my boy Zay. And I hit him up. I was like, hey, new season, creeping on 100 episodes. Maybe we can spice it up a little bit and change things. And I gave him a couple of beats. Obviously, the kid is a genius. Came up with another catchy hook, catchy tune. And we're here, man. So shout out to my boy Angel and his sister and everybody that took part in that. It came out amazing. It's real catchy. He makes the best jingles without even knowing. So again, shout out to my boy Angel, man. You know what? I'm gonna give you another round of applause, dog. Hold on, Brett. And you guys already know the vibes. Again, Kush Gang, KushGang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10 to get 10% off your next online order. Face masks, hoodies, backpacks, shirts, boys, girls, all sizes. You already know. Support your boys. They support the podcast. Tell somebody that you love them. So, Wednesday, June 7th, I just celebrated July 4th and July 2nd is my wife's birthday. So shout out to my wife, my beautiful wife, Jen. She's currently in the other room watching TV. I relocated to the living room so I can make this podcast. But coming off of that, you know, we have dogs. For those of you who don't know or are new here, who haven't heard them in some episodes. My boy dog, Mello, is absolutely petrified of fireworks. We went on Amazon and tried to order him a Thunder shirt, which is basically a compression shirt for dogs. For dogs that have like high anxiety and that are afraid of thunder and fireworks and loud, you know, just loud noises and stuff. It's supposed to act like it's a compression shirt. So it acts like a kind of like somebody's holding them and consoling them without you actually doing it. It's supposed to calm them down. But the way Amazon is set up, we never got it. So he had to suffer through another 4th of July with loud fireworks and, you know, hiding and shaking and just being scared all night. And they didn't stop till like 2:30 as usual. You know, people go way overboard every 4th of July. But he survived. He's cool. He's chilling now. And then I have the girl dog, Mia, my little baby, my little princess. And she wants to fight the fireworks.
Stupid.
She low-key wants to fight the fireworks and the thunder. She barks, she runs, she tries to go attack everything. And that's basically Mello's savior. That's his security system right there. And she's always looking out for him and making sure that he's okay. And but then, you know, I had my father-in-law come through and we celebrated my wife's birthday and had a good time. You know, it's always good to see my father-in-law. He cooked for us and we hung out and, you know, crack jokes and do all the same stuff that we always do. But it's always good to see him, and he was able to come and spend 4th of July weekend with us and see his daughter, you know, my wife, on her birthday. You know, they're really close, and it makes me feel good that they were able to share that. So again, shout out to my wife. She's always letting me do what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? And we had a very good time. Cool Comic Collective. He got her a new gaming chair. She needed a new gaming chair, like, super bad. The old one that she had was like sitting on cardboard. It was like we found it in the fucking trash, you know. And he got her that. We set it up, and she's in love with it. And I told her that I was going to go on Amazon tomorrow and order her a new gaming desk. We're gonna both order new gaming desks. We need more space. You know, we got more goodies and more technology on our desk, and we're running out of space. You know, especially me, more than her. You know, I got my Xbox, my mixer, my monitor, my TV speakers, sound bars. What else? Hell, microphones, everything that's, you know, on my side of the room. It's just like, it's overwhelming. So there's like no space in the not there's no space in the room, but there's no space in my section where the desk and everything should be. So we're gonna try to widen up our horizons, get some L desks in there, and be able to spread some stuff out. So, but other than that, cool weekend, man. 4th of July was cool. I didn't really watch any fireworks. I'm not a fan of fireworks that really that much anymore. They're more annoying now that I got older. But it was cool. You know, I got 3 days off. You know, I was chilling at home, you know, enjoyed my time with my wife and my dogs and my father-in-law. So other than that, today's episode, let me see here. Let me make sure I pull up all my notes. And let me know in the comments or on social media if you're rocking with the new intro. I really, really like it. Angel is like, he's a low-key genius without even knowing it. Let's see here. Scrolling through my notes on my computer. All right, here we go. So these are all random. Obviously, I didn't put them in any order. I just answered them, wrote it down in a notepad, and kept it moving. I do have a lot, though. So hopefully we can get through. I think there's probably... trying to see here, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Holy crap. 10, 11, 12. I think there's more than 20 here. So I mean, we'll get to the gist of them, you know. So a collective of questions from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you guys can reach me at, even on my website, anthonym.org. You can write to me through there. And we're gonna start up with this one's a good question. What do you wish you had known 10 years ago? I feel like I've answered this question before on future podcasts, but not future, past, sorry. long few days of work, still recovering. What do you wish you had known 10 years ago? I think the most important thing for me would be to be, how do I state this? Not to be consistent, but just don't give up. You know, there's a lot of things that I regret not doing. There's a lot of things that I regret giving up and never pursuing and never really, you know, giving it my all. So, you know, that's with everything. That's with music, you know, sports and everything like that. Like, I gave up, I stopped a lot of stuff. You know, I stopped making music. Obviously, I'm getting back into music. I just signed up for the gym. I start next week. I want to quit a lot of bad habits. You know, I'm not happy with where I'm at in life. You know, not with like my family or with my wife or anything like that. Just personal issues, like personal topics, and you know, how I feel about myself as of late. I just think that I can do better. And the number one thing for me is getting back in the gym and losing some weight. You know, I gained a lot of weight in quarantine. Like a lot of people, they noticed that I gained a lot of weight. You know, I was never really a hefty kid growing up. I was always fit. You know, I had a six pack. I played sports, you know, basketball, baseball, football. You know what I'm saying? Everything like that. So like, that's my biggest thing, is like never giving up on what you want to do, basically. Not like what you want to do, but what you have in mind and what makes you happy. You know, because I used to play basketball all the time with my cousins and my friends, and going from here to Davie to Pals to gyms to LA Fitness. And then I just stopped out of nowhere. Used to go to the gym a lot, and I stopped out of nowhere. And, you know, even with things like in life, as far as like what makes you happy, what you consider maybe, you know, what you consider maybe a career, or if you have a certain dream or a goal, like always chase those goals. Like don't just give up because you have some type of uncertainty or, you know, doubt in yourself. Just always try to drive yourself to get to where you want to be in life, especially when it comes to like anything that makes you happy. Like, I can't stress that enough, because once you get to that age, that certain age and that certain point in life, there's no turning back. So you can't rewind the clock and be like, yeah, let me go back and try this, because 9 out of 10 times you won't be able to do it no more. So that would be the number one thing I wish I would have known 10 years ago. Like, don't give up on your dreams. Always pursue what makes you happy. Don't mind the chitter chat from everybody else, or the doubts and the doubters letting you know that you can't do it, when you know deep down inside that you can. And yeah, man, always pursue your dreams, speak it into existence, and do what you love to do. Do what you see yourself doing, you know, for the majority of your life. Let's see what we got next. There's a lot of questions. Well, this one's good too. What is your biggest failure, and what did you learn from it? Oh shit. Do I have a biggest failure? I don't know if I have the biggest failure. Well, I could maybe see. Okay, I'm just gonna go out on a limb here. I think my biggest failure is not being myself in regards to who I keep close to me, you know, family and friends. There's a lot of times where I hold back, and there's a lot of times where I won't be there for my friends, you know. Even something as simple like showing up to a birthday party, or showing support in any type of way, sharing statuses or going to events or shows or et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, forgetting times, you know, like I said, like forgetting like family members' birthdays and special days, and, you know, saying that you'll be there and you won't. I think that's the biggest drawback that I had growing up, and I still kind of linger on it now, you know, especially, you know, with like going to see my family and my friends, and, you know, telling them, yeah, I'll be there, and not show up. Or I get distracted really easily when it comes to doing something else and then forgetting, and et cetera, et cetera. So I think my biggest failure is not being myself and being there for, you know, who matters the most to me, you know, because that's what people look for. You know, people look for the comfort and the support that you could be there every day. Not every day, but be there most of the time, you know, at least 90% of the time. You know, there's times where I leave people hanging a lot, and then I get the reputation of like, oh, you sell out, and you don't come through with what you talk about. And that's a pretty bad feeling. You know, I never really sat there and thought about it until now. Like when this question hit me, I was like, yo, like, that is probably my biggest failure. It's like not being a totally honest and totally decent, you know, friend to a lot of people, family included, you know, being there for people. I got to work on that a lot, what do we have next? We have, see, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? They didn't state like what I do for a living, or if they were talking about the podcast. So what I do for a living is I work for the city, and I'm in the sewer department. Not many people come out of college or high school and like, yeah, I want to work in the sewer department. So basically me getting put in where I'm at basically was just getting a job, a really decent job that had very good benefits. In a future, you know, 401k pension, and, you know, the benefits, you know, for healthcare and insurances and stuff is phenomenal. That's why I've had a city job almost my entire life. Since 21, I worked for two different cities. And so if you want to go that route, a city job is great. You know, the pay is good, but the benefits is where it's at and everything that comes along with it. You know, personal time off, sick time, vacation, holidays, stuff like that. Everything included with a city job is great. You know, you could really, really make it work, you know. And, you know, opportunities come. You can get more money down the road, you know, get better positions, promotions, et cetera, et cetera. But I do it strictly for the benefits. Everything that you would want in a job, the city has, and a lot of it is phenomenal. You know, I barely pay anything when I have to do what I got to do, you know, go to the hospital, go to the doctors or whatever. And it's great, you know. I've, like I said, since 21, I've had two city jobs, and I don't regret it at all. But as far as maybe a career down the line, if I do make it into a career podcasting, which I get asked a lot because, you know, a lot of you newer people don't know I used to rap, and now I got back into it recently. But podcasting was new to me a year ago to this day. In this month was all brand new to me. I didn't know a lick of anything when it comes to podcasting. And only thing I can really tell you is don't be afraid. And always do your research. Like, you want to know what's the best equipment, the best mics, the best setups, the best podcast distributor, where you can get the most traffic, and basically just do the podcast the way you want it. A lot of people are going to tell you what they like, and a lot of people are going to tell you what they don't like, but in the end, it's your vision. You know what I'm saying? So you can listen to a lot of people's feedback. I always ask for feedback, no matter what it is, good, bad, or ugly. But you have a vision, and you want to stick to that vision. But you also want to tell stories, you want to have guests, and you want to make it intriguing, and you want to gain an audience. But you have to be consistent. You always have to keep pushing, no matter what. You know, there's times where you get in these ruts, and you don't want to do anything at all. You just got to keep pushing, man. You got to keep pushing. Nothing comes easy. You know what I'm saying? In life, everything is worth a grind, or it takes some type of power or motivation and inspiration and dedication to get to. But, you know, it's your podcast. Have fun with it. You have a vision. You have a goal. Achieve those goals. Keep pushing. Set new goals. And you never know where it could take you. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting listened to all over the world, which is crazy to me. And hopefully by next year, when we sit down in July of, you know, 2022, I could tell you that I've got 5,000 daily listeners, or, you know, I got sponsored by such and such or whatever. So keep pushing, and remember that your vision is your vision. You know what I'm saying? It's your vision. Tell the world your stories. Tell the world your vision, and let them dig into your character, and never change that, and just keep pushing. That's all I can really tell you about that. Player. What we got next? What we got next? Let me see here. What what was the happiest moment of your life? See, there's too many. This one is a tricky. This is a double header right here. There was two. One was obviously marrying my wife. being able to be comfortable with myself and my emotions and my heart and my mindset, to be in that state of mind to say, hey, I can settle down and I could be with just this one person out of everybody else that's there. And it took a lot for me to understand how I got to that point. And, you know, like everybody else, I went through ups and downs with relationships. I'll be the first. You know, I was scared back in the day. I lost a lot of good, you know, a lot of good friends. And, you know, back then, a lot of good girls, because I was very, very scared of commitment. You know, my first relationship really scarred me to where it was hard for me to open up. And when I met my wife, it was totally different, like from day one. And that's not me being biased because she's my wife, but like, it was really different. You know, like, you know, I didn't think nothing of it at first, but, you know, as months went by, you know, weeks and months went by, it was just like, man, like, you know, we click on so much, you know. And it got me to the point where I was like, look, you're definitely not getting any younger. And I didn't want to just do it just to do it. Like, I was deeply in love with my wife, and I could never see myself doing anything to jeopardize that. And I was just really happy with where I was, you know, what we were doing together and what we became as a couple. And I just said, fuck it. I'm just going to tie the knot. And I did it. And we've been going on like 8 years now, and it's been a phenomenal ride. Ups and downs, of course, but we're not like a lot of couples. Like we barely fight at all, you know, and we get along so much. Everything that we like, we have in common: tattoos, gaming, video games, music, you know, TV shows, and just being jokey and funny and just outlandishly stupid at times. And the thing is, she gets me and I get her, and she completes me, and then she does everything that I would ever want in a relationship. So like I can't really say anything bad, you know what I'm saying? She be hard-headed at times, I ain't gonna lie, but that's my wife, you know, so I love her for that. But that was definitely one of the happiest moments of my life. Like I can sit there and say, like, this is my wife. It's not my girl anymore, or my girlfriend, or, you know, my this is somebody I'm talking to, or I'm in a relationship, but like, this is my wife, you know. And you know, getting used to like wearing a wedding ring too, that was kind of crazy for me, you know. And now I'm attached to it, so now I take it everywhere I go and show it off. And yeah, man, a real amazing feeling, man. When you guys get there, you guys will see. Oh, it's a very emotional roller coaster. And yeah, that's one of my happiest days in my life. And the other one, because I said it was a double header, so it's two. It's kind of like three. It's kind of like three. Getting my first real car. I still drive it today. No, it wasn't really my first real car. Well, yeah, because I got it brand new. If you guys know me personally, my first real car was a Volkswagen GTI. And me and my dad went to a Volkswagen dealership. We bought it used. And you know, I paid it off. I did everything like that, and it was a great first car, like my first real car. I had used cars before then. They were just like from repo companies, like they were just cars. And you know, I wouldn't really classify that. Like I really went to a dealership and got these two cars. So it was the Volkswagen, the GTI, and then when I got done paying that off, about 6 to 8 months after I got done paying it off, me and my dad, well, my whole family, me and my dad, my mom, we went on and I got a brand new Dodge Challenger. So it was, at the time, it was one of those cars that was just hot. Everybody wanted it. Everybody liked it. And I was dead on getting one. Like I really, really wanted this car so bad. And of course my dad helped me, and I traded in the Volkswagen, and we got it done. And I got a brand new Challenger. You know, it wasn't an SRT or RT. You know, I got an SXT. You know, give me my dual exhaust and my satellite radio and I'm good. But it was mine, and it was my first like brand new off the lot car. I bought that car with no miles and only has 36,000 to this day, and I bought it brand new in 2013. And great car. It's gave me minor problems, nothing transmission, nothing motor, nothing is like super wrong with it. And you know, it still looks great. And I just had a blast getting it. And that was one of my moments in my life. I was like, holy shit, you know, like, geez, like this is how it is. You know, you can get to the point where you can go to the dealership and buy a brand new car. You know, obviously my dad helped me with my credit, because my credit is ass. It's ass. So it was just an amazing feeling. I got to drive it home. You know, everybody was, you know, oh, look at Biggie. Like, oh, that shit clean. You know, I was feeling like I was on cloud nine, and it was just an amazing feeling that I can go and, you know, get a brand new car. I was feeling myself, to say the least. And then in between all of that, you know, in between, cause I'm gonna put that towards the end, in between all that, my second main, you know, happiest day of my life was when my sister had her baby, and who recently just walked. You know, congrats to baby JJ. You know, she just recently walked, and she's brought so much happiness to the family, and it's amazing to see my sister be a mom. You know, being a mom, it's crazy that she's a mom before I'm a dad. But you know, seeing her with JJ, and it just amazes me how much she cares and how much she loves, unconditionally loves this baby, this child, you know, her daughter. And it just brought out the best side of my sister, and it's amazing to see how far she's come. You know, she's had her ups and downs in her relationship too, as well with JJ's dad and everything like that, and you know, ups and downs with the family, you know, because you know, JJ's dad is really not all there, so she's kind of like basically doing it alone, you know, like the typical story of, you know, relationships nowadays. But she remains so strong, and I'm so proud. And I love them both so much. They're coming over this weekend too. I can't wait to see JJ. And hopefully she can walk for me. And she's just getting big, and she's smart, and she's obnoxiously funny. And I can already tell when she gets older, she's gonna have just this bright, outstanding personality. And I can't wait to just, you know, watch her grow. You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. But that was the second. The second happiest day of my life. It was just, you know, seeing that be done and everything work out. You know, she came out healthy. My sister, you know, had a perfect delivery. Everything was fine, no complications. And we're just blessed with this little minion of joy. And I'm here for it. So they'll be here this weekend, and I can't wait. But yeah, that's my second day. Shout out to baby JJ. Coco Melon. Wait, what we got next? Let me see here. There's a lot. I'm trying to pick, you know, a couple of you know, not too generic, but like off, not, you know, off topic, you know, off the wall type stuff. Let me see. It says here, when in life have you felt most alone? Ooh, that's wow, that's a pretty good one. When in life have you felt most alone? First thing that pops into my mind is when I lost my grandparents. You know, I've talked about it before, but not so much in depth when it comes to this topic. But I don't deal with death really easily. It really lingers on my mind when it happens. And I remember when I lost my grandma, and I really didn't feel it till like after, you know, like once we had the funeral and everything, it was really heavy on my heart then. And then, like, you know, a week or so and a month goes by, 2 months go by, but then something comes up and it instantly remind you of her. And you know, for me it was holidays, you know, because I always spent all my holidays growing up was with my grandparents, you know, like Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter and, you know, New Year's, even Halloween. And when it's like when somebody that I love or I hold very close, let it be a family or a friend, because I've lost a lot of friends too, death is just really hard for me to comprehend. And like I want to be alone. Like my mind lingers very, very far, very, very deep. You know, I'm still working on it, you know, to this day. But I really felt alone because, like, unfortunately, you know, I have to get a little deep here. Unfortunately, when both my grandparents died, because shortly after my grandma died, my grandfather then passed away too. The passing of my grandparents really changed the layout of my family, like my intermediate family, my dad's side of the family. And it's crazy because like we were all together when my grandparents were here, but then when my grandparents passed away, everybody kind of like, you know, they kind of like separated. And it was really weird at first, but then I, you know, obviously when you get older, you know, your emotions are less attached to things that you understand. And, you know, you understand how they work, and certain people just do certain things and certain people act a certain way. And, you know, I can't be mad at them for, you know, feeling that way or wanting to live that way. And for those of you who don't know me, like I do not chase after people. So if you choose not to text me, if you choose not to call me, if you choose not to ask how I'm doing on Facebook or Instagram, that's cool. It doesn't really faze me. Now, if you come at me, you know, on the side and be like, hey, how you doing? It's been this and that. I'm still going to talk to you. You know, I'm still going to ask you how you've been and et cetera, et cetera, and let you know that I love you. But generally speaking, if it comes to, you know, to me reaching out to somebody, 9 out of 10 times, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to sit back here and just vibe. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it was when I lost my grandparents. That was a really sad time for me. You know, when I lost both of them, you know, I lost my grandma first, obviously. And I've been with them every holiday, every weekend growing up. There was not a time where we were all not together. And they were just some down-to-earth, cool grandparents. I had some of the coolest grandparents ever. You know, especially my grandfather. He was one of a kind, you know. And I was so happy that my wife was able to meet them before they, you know, they eventually, you know, passed away. But that was some dark times for me, man. Like, they meant the world to me. I'm their only grandson. Or I was their only grandson. And that's crazy to me. You know, that's really, really, really mind-boggling. And, you know, I was by myself. You know, even though I wasn't by myself, I was by myself emotionally. And it was really hard. But, you know, I got over it. You know, I understand now. Like, you know, life goes on. And, you know, you got to remember and carry their legacy and their legend with you every day. You know, but when they left, man, I was down bad. I was down bad, bro. But yeah, that was probably the time in life that I can recall recently that I was really, really like alone, like by myself emotionally, not physically. Let's see what we got here. What else do we got here? That's a good question, by the way. Let's see here. This is kind of random. How would you describe yourself? Kind of generic, but I like it. How would you describe Big Ant? First of all, I'm an asshole. Stupid. Oh, man. I am a very hilarious, humorous person. I joke a lot. I troll all the time. I like to push people's buttons. I tell you guys every episode. I like to just, I'm a very interactive person. I'm very funny. I'm very kind. I'm very outgoing. You know, I still walk old ladies across the street. You know, who does that? Me. Outgoing, kind, funny. I used to be very ill-tempered. You know, I take that out. I'm very passionate about certain things. You know, my life, my family, my music, my podcast. I'm very passionate when it comes to things that I hold very close to me. And if I could round it out, I don't know. That's basically it. That's a good question, though. The more I think about it, because a lot of people don't know me. You know, I stay to myself. You know, I stay inside. I don't go anywhere. I don't have new friends. I don't meet new people. I'm cool where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people don't really know me, just on the outside show. You know, and if you are the selected few that do know me, obviously can back up what I'm saying. But you know, outgoing, kind, funny, passionate. I think that's a good list. That's all I can come up with, you know, off the top of my brain, you know, right now. But that's about the gist of who I am. You know what I'm saying? What we got here? There's a lot of questions, you know. I don't know which ones I should pick. Somebody wrote, "Where did you grow up?" Dania Beach. Boom, answered it. Dania Beach, Florida. For those of you who don't know where Dania Beach is, I lived off of 50th Street. That's two blocks away from the Hard Rock, the big guitar hotel that you guys see over there in right off Griffin in 441. Man, so many neighborhood memories over there. You know, football, school, basketball, fights. Man, growing up, my brothers, Andrew, John, Chris, everybody, you know, Gio and Gilbert, the Nielsens, Jody, Eric, the list goes on. My neighborhood was cool as hell. You know, I was kind of like the low key legend. I don't care what nobody says. Growing up, Anthony was the hot topic of the block. You know what I'm saying? The hot topic. But it was kind of quiet, a little cool, calm, collective neighborhood. We lived in what was it? A three bedroom house. You know, my mom still lives there to this day. My mom and dad and my sister live there to this day. And it was just a cool place. You know, I had a lot of stuff that was close. I had the movies that was close, the roller rink, you know, Galaxy's Gateway. I had Burger King that was close, you know, and you know, even my school, my high school and my elementary school were right down the block. I used to walk home from high school, sometimes even ride my bike. And real cool. There was a big lake. There was a couple of lakes that we had that we used to fish at. Shit. Good times, man. Good times. But it was a cool little neighborhood with a bunch of cool people, bunch of cool neighbors, bunch of cool friends. I've made a lot of, you know, lifetime friendships over there in that neighborhood still to this day. And you know, I have a lot of memories. Maybe one day we'll come back and we'll do a neighborhood episode and try to get somebody to call in from the neighborhood and just talk shit. But yeah, 50th Street, Dania Beach. Y'all already know. Danny, that's the hometown. Let me see what else we got here. That one was easy. Do you have a childhood nickname? Obviously, Big Ant. It stuck with me for years. Ironically, I can't remember who gave it to me. Just people in the neighborhood just started calling me Big Ant, and it stuck ever since, you know. And I'm 34 now, and I still call myself Big Ant. But they've called me Big Ant. They've called me Ant. People that work call me Tony. My wife calls me Babe. Had to throw that in there. But Big N is the number one, the numero uno of what people call me. You know, it's my rap name. It's my podcast name. It's like my nickname of all time, you know? And shout out to my boy Mike. My boy Mike used to call me Pretty Ricky. Slick P. And Big Ant was the one that stuck with me throughout the years, man. I mean, I think they started calling me that just as I was getting into high school. So it's been around for 15, 20 years. And 2021, they still call me Big Ant. And Big Ant, Ant, Tony, whatever you want to call me. And I don't know if anybody call me Antonio, but those are the main three. You know, work, everybody calls me Tony. All my good friends, all my homeboys call me Big Ant. And then, like, my casual, you know, casual friends call me Ant. You know, it's always easy to just say Ant. But everybody calls me Big Ant. So as far as a childhood nickname, it's going to be Big Ant. It's going to stay Big Ant probably to the day I die. Probably to the day I die. Let's see what we got. Did you enjoy school? This one is super fucking random. I enjoyed lunch. All jokes aside. I really enjoyed science. Science was my go-to subject in school. As weird as that sounds, environmental, marine biology, I did all of that shit. I had honors in high school, for those of you who don't know. Like, I went to, like, honor classes for science. I think that was the only thing that got me out of high school, because I hated math. English was whack. I took Spanish for the girls, and I still don't speak Spanish. I took French, and I still don't speak French. And, you know, I never did band or anything like that. You know, I had PE, obviously, the PE classes and shit like that. And, but science was my shit, dude. I loved science. Ever since middle school, I loved science. It was weird. I had no goals and no ambition to be a scientist or work in the science field. I just loved the concept. It really got on to me. And that was my favorite thing in school, man. Other than, like I said, lunch and recess. When I was little, recess, that was the best part of the day. Lunch, you get to see all your homeboys. They have freestyle battles, you know, rap battles and fights and shit. Oh my God, I can't tell how many fights I got into at you know, on lunch. And do I like school? I like the concept. I like the concept, but you don't see me going to college. I never went to college. I don't care if it's a community college. I was like, yo, school is not for me. I'll find some type of profession. I'll be a goddamn, I don't know what the hell I'm going to be, but I ended up, you know, finding the city job, which pays well. So, and you learn stuff through there. You know, you can learn trades through there, obviously. And I don't know. I never disliked it. It was like a chore, you know. You get up, you gotta go, and then you come home. It's like work, but you're a kid. You know, you gotta get up, you gotta go there, you know, you got your lunch break, and then you leave, and then you come home, and, you know, do your homework if you felt like it, and then do it again the next day, and, you know, you have the weekends off and holidays. But I enjoyed the experience of school, you know, meeting certain individuals, you know, making friends. And, you know, the whole concept of school is cool. You know, I wish back then I would have learned a lot more than what I know now when I'm out of school. During school, that's my biggest thing, you know, like taxes and property and learning about, you know, things that really matter when you get to that age. Like high school, we didn't learn a lot of that stuff. And then when we got out, it was too late, you know, like credit and everything like that. You know, there's a lot of things that school does not teach you. And that's my biggest thing. But school is cool. And I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but school was cool. You know, not my first pick of things that I want to do or was going to do. But it was definitely cool. You know, it wasn't too bad. Let's see here. We're going to do a couple more and then we're going to wrap things up. Oh, wow. This one's pretty good, too. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me? Well, we're just gonna keep it generally speaking. We're not gonna ask. We're not gonna tell who said that. Not that there's any, you know, type of attachment to who said it, but I don't want to put them on blast, you know. But if we had a random conversation and this was going to be the last one between me and you, the audience, is there anything you want to say to me? Damn, this one, I applaud you guys. You know, hold on. I definitely applaud you guys for, for this one here. If this was our last conversation, what would you want to say to me? We're just gonna go with this. Believe in yourself. Never give up. Shout out to John Cena. Believe in yourself. Never give up. And just keep pushing. That's like the main thing that I be trying to live by right now, is to never give up on whatever it is that you seek happiness or joy. Or, you know, a career or something that you want to do, something that, you know, that you're very passionate about. Never give that up, you know, because time is precious. And then when it's gone, you just can't do it anymore, or you're not able to do it anymore. You're going to be filled with regret. So keep pushing. Never give up and be yourself. I can't stress how much that last one means to me. Like, be yourself. A lot of people will sit there and try to, they will try to alter who you are. You know, you have to try to fit in, or you have to try to be certain, you have to try to be a certain way to get accepted, et cetera, et cetera, you know? And the one thing that sits well with me nowadays is that I don't care what people say. This is who I am. This is what I do. And that's it. You shouldn't have to come to a certain point in your life to change who you are just to fit in with the crowd or get accepted by certain people or certain organizations or businesses or communities, et cetera, et cetera. No matter what it is, you know, whatever you do in life, and you know, just be yourself, man, because nobody can fall in love with your story and with your character if they don't know who you are. Now, if you have to change that, they'll never know who you are as a person. And that's crazy. That's kind of scary. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will never know who you really, they will never know who Big N is if I wasn't transparent and kept it 100. And this is who I am. I'm not going to change for somebody else, you know? But be yourself, never give up, and always pursue what you want to do. Pursue what you want to do. Always. No matter what it is. I don't care if you bake cookies. I don't care if you can make a bomb-ass salad. If you want to design shoes or design merch. If you're a podcaster, a streamer, a video game tester, a video game creator. Or if you're into technology, or if you're into dance, or if you're into, you know, photography. Man, do that shit. I can't stress that enough, because you're going to come back 40, 50, 60 years old and say, God damn, I wish I would have fucking did what I wanted to do. And it's going to be too late. And now you have to go on with life, never being able to, even though around those ages, nothing is impossible. You know, they got 70-year-olds in fucking weightlifting competitions. So so anything is possible. But what I'm saying is, there's always going to be a time where you won't be able to do any of that anymore. Or the time is running out and you don't have no time left to do it or try it. So pursue what you want to do. Be yourself. And what was the other one? I already forgot. Never give up. And never give up. Never give up. Be yourself and pursue what you want to do. You already know. Dang. Oh man. All right. We're gonna try to pick one last one. Real cool one. And I already found it. If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why? Wow. This is, if you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why? Oh man, y'all coming swinging now, bro. If I can interview anyone from my life that's not a celebrity, who would it be and why? I don't know, man. This one is wow, dude. There's too many that I would want to interview. Wow. I guess I'm gonna keep it in the family, and since I had already talked about them, I'm gonna bring up my grandparents, my grandpa and my grandma. And the reason why would be to, I think what I want to ask them is like how it was in their era growing up. How was work? How was the world? How was transportation? How was technology? How was love? You know, like all the things that you guys were going through, you know, the wars and all that shit, you know, because my grandfather did service, and like all of that, You know, because I really don't. I mean, I've heard stories, you know, folklore here and there in between conversations at the dinner table at a, you know, at a holiday, you know, get together or something like that. But like, I never really sat there and asked them, like, yo, in like the 1940s and 50s, you know, like, you know, like, what was going on then? You know? So like, understanding their era when they grew up, like, what was it like for you for as a kid, like, what did you guys do for fun, you know, like, because now we have all this technology, it ain't hard, you see babies with iPhones and iPads, you know, back then they didn't have that. So like, what did you guys do for fun? And then when you got older, you know, where were y'all going, like, movies and doing this and that, like, what would you do for recreational fun? And like, you know, like, everything else, like, love, like, when you found my grandma, like, how was it, you know, like, you know, all of that stuff, you know, because those, that era compared to this era is really different, you know what I'm saying? And, I don't know, man, that would be a dope interview, like a dope podcast episode. Like, my grandparents, y'all, we'd shut it down. We'd shut it down. But I would definitely ask my grandma, my grandfather. That would be dope. That would be super dope. I think we got a couple more, but they're like, you know, they're kind of like, you know, what were your parents like? When and where were you born? You know, that's kind of generic. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, I was born in Hollywood, Florida. Okay, what were my parents like? My parents were strict, but they're fucking loving. You know what I'm saying? My parents were the shit. They still are the shit. They always helped me out, no matter what, no matter how bad I was growing up, because I was a terrible kid. And they did a fantastic job, and they got who they got now. And they've always been supportive. And I love them to death still to this day. They never did me wrong. I did them wrong a lot of times, and they still forgive me, and I'm still here, and they still help me out. We're just gonna blaze through the rest, because they're kind of like generic. That's why I kind of skipped over them. Not saying that I don't appreciate you guys, you know, giving me the questions. You know, it's not like that. Let me see. What is your first memory of me? We're not gonna go there. We'll be there. It's one of my good homeboys, and we'll be there forever. That's another podcast episode. For your great great grandchildren, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? Yeah, don't give up. As I've been saying, Jesus, John Cena. I'm just gonna give all my grandkids John Cena promos. Never give up. Just keep pushing. You know, just get it. Just do what you want to do. Never give up. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I live by. What does your future hold? Money. nah. Seriously, my future. Damn, that was pretty good. I don't know why I skipped that one. What does my future hold? Success, happiness, joy, promising. I mean, that's basically it right there. You know, just happiness and success, and just being in a very, very happy mind state. You know, just being where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, that's it, man. My future, just happiness and success with everything, family, friends, work, podcast, music, whatever it may be. You know, and yeah, man. Let's see. Let me just answer one more. I might answer one more, and then we're gonna be good. We're gonna be good. I promise. Let me see here. How was your life? Wait. How has your life been different than what you imagined? Oh, dang. How has your life been different than what you imagined? Okay, we could be totally honest here. Let me fix my microphone real quick. Hold on, guys. If if I can be totally honest, I was never one of those kids that grew up that had. This is gonna sound weird, probably to some, but I was never one of those kids that grew up that knew what they wanted to do in life. You know, some kids like, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a singer. You know, I want to be a football player. Big Ant, what do you want to be? Bro, I don't know. I never really had my mind set on being anything. I think the closest thing that I had growing up was I've always had a special place in my heart for special needs kids, you know? And like in school, instead of making fun of them, I was always the one that would, you know, look out for them and interact with them and, you know, make them feel like one of us, you know, after daycare programs and stuff like that. I was always hanging out with them. You know, I had a couple of friends that had brothers and sisters that were special needs. And that was like the only thing that I can think of right now that I wanted to do growing up. And I never really did. I mean, I might look into it now that I'm older to do voluntary work and stuff like that, which would be really cool. I think that would be really cool for me to do. It's like on my bucket list, low key. But I never imagined like my life like being like super extravagant. Like I never had something set in my mind. Like I want to be rich and I want to be famous. You know, I kind of like just did what I did on the fly. You know, like I never really sat there and like marked out how I wanted my life to be. You know what I'm saying? Like I never once was like, yeah, I wanna work for the city and deal with shit water my entire life, or until I can retire. You know, I never really had those thoughts. So for me to sit here and tell you guys how I imagine my life, I never really sat there and planned my life out, which is kind of weird in a sense. But like, I was just like never one of those people. And I mean, it's cool. I mean, I love my life. I love where I am now. I love who I became and everything like that. So I have no regrets. But I never imagined my life any other way than what it is now. You know, I do what I love to do with music and podcast. I'm married to a beautiful wife, a beautiful person. My family is good. My niece was just born. She's about to walk. My mom and dad are still living. And I have my own place. I have a working car. And I don't have COVID. So I think I'm doing pretty damn well. So with all those questions and the ones that I did not get to, I'll save them for another time. But I just want to give a huge shout out and a huge thank you to everybody that stopped by and, you know, gave me the questions and the inspiration to do this episode. I was running low on topic, so I just went on a fly and just was like, hey, you know, I'm just gonna make up a questionnaire. Y'all give me questions. And I got like roughly like 30 or 40 just sitting here. So the ones that I did today, I checked off. I'll save the other ones for another episode down the road. And then if I need some more, I'll just hit you guys up as always. You know what I'm saying? So, but before we go and before I hit you guys with the respect button, I told you guys that I had a guest in the works that's been in the works for a while. I got my boy, none other than Mr. Randall Wells himself, coming out of LA. I just found out today that this man's been in LA for like 10 years. I still thought he lived in Florida. I don't know where I've been, even though it says Los Angeles on his IG profile. I don't want to talk about it. But a good friend of mine who's been into music, who still does music, and who just recently broke out into podcasting. And he is the host of a podcast entitled Fostered Tales, well, the Fostered Tales podcast. Which we'll get into all next week. Next Tuesday, we got it planned out. It's my boy. We're gonna be talking about music. We're gonna be talking about his podcast, how he got into podcasting, all of the above. And it's just one of my good homeboys from growing up, man. And he's just doing his thing. He's killing it. And we're gonna catch up. We're gonna talk shit. We're gonna do what we do best, you know, obviously. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a real cool episode. I'm very, very hyped for this one. It's my boy. It's been a long time since I've done anything with him. You know, we talk on, you know, every other day basis, IG, Facebook, share posts or whatever like that. And I'm just glad to see he's doing what he loves to do, man. Like I said, he's out there living. He's doing music. He just started this podcast. He's been consistent with the podcast. I've been checking in. You know, peep that, Randall. I've been checking in. I've been listening. And it's going to be a dope, dope episode, man. I'm so hyped for that, dog. I'm so hyped. So Tuesday, remember Tuesday, because Tuesdays are my solo drops and Fridays are the TRC now because Martinez Got Jokes got the regular schedule going now, you know. So Tuesday, my boy Randall stopping by. We're going to chop it up. It's going to be a great, dope episode. Yeah, I can't wait. I keep saying I can't wait. That's how excited I am. But you guys know the vibes. It's the end of the episode. What do we do at the end of the episode, Sway? Hit him with that respect button. You already know. So, I just want to thank everybody who stopped by today, yesterday, last week, last year. It's you guys already know I love you guys. If you're new here, we appreciate you. You've been rocking with us. We appreciate you even more. Shout out to my boy Angel and his sister and everybody that made the new jingle. Randall, Mr. Randall Wells, stopping by Tuesday. TRC, this Friday, we reviewing the Tyler, the Creator album. Yes, the magnificent masterpiece that is. Call me if you get lost. So, long week, busy week. We get into it. You guys already know. I'll catch you guys Friday. TRC, Martinez Got Jokes. Say what's up to everybody, big homie. Peace.